Hello and welcome to the Commander's Quarters. I'm your host, Mitch. Glad to have you here. Here at the Commander's Quarters, we're all about Commander on a budget. Today we have an episode of Commander's Two Cents. On episodes like these, I give you my own personal take on topics about the format in general and current news. This show and episodes like this one are possible thanks to viewers like you. If you're looking for an easy way to help support this show, make sure that you like, share, and subscribe. Also, hit that bell notification icon so you don't miss any new episodes. And while you're at it, subscribe and review our podcast as well. You can also go check out our playmats and other merchandise at thecommanderscourters.com. Another easy way to support this show is with our TCG player affiliate links. So whether you're buying a deck or individual cards, you can use this general link right here or one in the description. And the final way that you can support this show is by supporting us directly by becoming a patron. There are many benefits to being a patron, and I truly couldn't do this without all of their support. Hey everyone, Mitch coming in from the Commander's Quarters studio. Welcome to the show. So on today's episode, I want to talk about an interesting, new, unique, kind of potentially deadly to either you or someone else, new card that's in M21. It's coming out, and what kind of applications it might have. So the question I have to you today is, do you dare to peer into the abyss? And that's the exact card that I'm going to be talking about today. I'm going to talk about some comparable cards that we've seen kind of in the past and ways to kind of use this card in an effective manner, if it can actually be an effective card, and potential commanders that might want to use it again if it can be effective. So this card is going to be Peer into the Abyss, which, you know, it's part of the title, so there you go. Peer into the Abyss is a sorcery that costs 4 black, black, black. It says target player draws cards equal to half the number of cards in their library and loses half their life round up each time. So drawing cards is very powerful in Commander, obviously. I've mentioned this many times before. And, you know, one life per card is a rate that you'll usually pretty much always take. So let's just say, you know, you cast this and you've got, just for a ease of, you know, math sake, I can't talk right now, but just for a kind of ease of use, basically, you start off at 40 life. Let's say you still have 40 life. You're losing 20 life. You're going down to 20. You're going to be drawing, let's say you've got 80 cards left in your deck by the time you draw this. You probably got a little more than that. But just again, for math's sake, you're drawing then 40 cards. So 40 cards for 20 life, that's, you know, two cards per one life. That's a fantastic deal. Now, the kind of problems with this one are that basically, you know, it costs 7 mana, which is a ton, and it's also a sorcery. If this was an instant, it would be fantastic. It would be a lot more powerful than it currently is, because again, a sorcery, you kind of have to really commit to this. Now, there are obviously ways that you can make the most out of this and ways that you can use and abuse this. It still can be a powerful card. And again, this one does kind of give you the option. You can choose an opponent to draw a ton of cards and lose a lot of life. And we'll talk about kind of applications on when that could be effective. A comparable card to start off with that this reminded me of right away is Enter the Infinite. Enter the Infinite is a sorcery for eight blue, 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 blue. So that's 12 mana in total, 5 more than Peer into the Abyss. It says draw cards equal to the number of cards in your library. Then put a card from your hand on top of your library. You have no maximum hand size until your next turn. So this one is different in a couple of ways. First off, obviously, it's in blue. It costs a bit more, and it basically gives you your entire library minus one card, and you can pick whatever that one card is to go away. And it gives you no maximum hand size, so you're not having to ditch down, you know, back to 7 at the end of the turn, which Peer into the Abyss doesn't do. Another comparable-ish card to it in black is going to be Necrologia. Necrologia is an instant. Actually, let me pull the Oracle text real quick. It's an instant, but you can only cast it during your end step. Additional cost to cast it, you pay X life, you draw X cards, it costs three black black, so 5 mana in total. So basically, this one is an instant, but you can only cast it at your end step, so it still is essentially kind of like a sorcery. You have to cast this on your turn, you're still going to discard down after you draw your cards, but you're basically going to be able to pay any amount of life and draw that many cards. So this is a, you know, one for one. We talked about essentially, okay, so Peer into the Abyss is probably like a one for two generally, you know, one life for two cards. This is going to be a one to one. But you can, it's flexible, you can choose kind of how many you want to draw depending on the situation that you're in, depending on how much life you want to lose. So, you know, if you need to draw 7 cards, you can draw 7 for 7 life. That's still a very good deal. Again, if you wanted to draw the same amount as Peer into the Abyss, you'd probably have to pay like 40 life or so. That would probably most of the time just take you out. So it's not going to draw you anywhere near as cards, but it is more flexible. It's also less flexible in that you can't target an opponent with this. And let's talk about, or we will talk about some ways that, you know, targeting an opponent with this actually can be a really good play. Some actual kind of synergistic cards that can really work with this, and that kind of came to mind right away, talking about Peer into the Abyss, actually. So Psychosis Crawler is one that can really work with this extremely well. It's a star-star horror that costs 5, and its power toughness equals the number of cards in your hand. It says whenever you draw a card, each opponent loses 1 life. So, the power toughness equal to the number of cards in your hand can be pretty cool, you know, during your turn, I guess. You know, you draw 40 cards. This is a, you know, say 47 until the end of the turn. That's great. Doesn't have trample or anything like that. But if there's an opponent who's wide open, you can take them out that way. But more than likely, you'll just be able to take them all out when you draw those cards. Yes, you'll lose half your life. So, again, just the same example, drawing 40 cards, losing 20 life, you're at 20. But if you're drawing 40 cards, that pretty much always is going to take your opponents out when they're losing 40 life. Again, that's what, with 3 players on the table, it's 120 life drained all at once. That's pretty fantastic. The kind of the opposite end of this, we've got 2 cards that essentially do the exact same thing. Glinthorn Buccaneer is a 2/4 Minotaur Pirate with haste that costs 1 red. It says whenever you discard a card, Glinthorn Buccaneer deals 1 damage each opponent, and this got a way to discard a card. But basically, if you have this in play, you know, you draw those 40 cards, then you have to discard down at the end of the turn, you're going to be able to discard a ton of cards, pinging all of your opponents. Again, you need to have this on the battlefield. You know, you need to get to your end step in order for that to happen. There are discard outlets that you could use to kind of mitigate that kind of risk. But basically, Brawlin, Sky Shark Rider essentially does the exact same thing. It's got partner with Shabrazz, but let's ignore that for now. It says, whenever you discard a card, put a ++1 counter on Brawlin, and it deals 1 damage each opponent. So again, you're, you know, making Brawlin huge, and then also pinging all your opponents down. Again, you should be able to discard enough cards to take them all out. Again, if you have a discard outlet, it's probably a more safe way to do that. Keep in mind that both of these are obviously in red, so you need a commander that's got, you know, black and red in order to use kind of both of these with Peer into the Abyss as well. Now, again, that kind of other way to turn this on its head and use that flexibility of being able to target an opponent with this could be a card like Underworld Dreams. Underworld Dreams is an enchantment that costs black. It says whenever an opponent draws a card, Underworld Dreams deals 1 damage to that player. It's already a very fantastic card in Commander. Again, many players like to draw a ton of cards in Commander. It's a very powerful thing to do. So this punishes those players for that anyways. And then if you've got Peer into the Abyss, you say, okay, hey, you're going to lose half your life. So let's say, again, you're at 40. Now you go down to 20, and then you're going to draw, 40 cards or whatnot. And yeah, that's going to take them out with an Unrolled Dreams, you know, by plenty. Again, I did not do the math. I should have ahead of time to say exactly, you know, what life total or, you know, what, you know, size library they need basically to get taken out. But it's going to take them out most of the time, if not all the time. Wound Reflection is pretty much guaranteed to take that one player out every single time. It's an enchantment that costs 5 and a black. It says at the end of each turn, each opponent loses life equal to the amount of life they lost that turn. So they're losing half their life because of this. You then, you know, say, okay, well, let's go to the end of the turn, and there's your other half of your life. Good thing that you got those cards in your hand, because they're not going to do anything for you. So yeah, Wound Reflection can easily take them out. Obviously, that's a pretty expensive card, so there obviously are other ways to take players out, but yeah, there's also some other fun synergies that can really work well with this card that might not win you the game, but can get you close to really set you up to. Notion Thief is a pretty fun one. It's a 3/1 human rogue with flash that costs 2 blue and a black. It says if an opponent would draw a card, except for the first one he or she draws in each of her draw steps, instead that player skips that draw and you draw a card. So this one does have to be on the battlefield before your Peer into the Abyss resolves. So you're either going to need a lot of mana or already have it out there. But yeah, basically this says, hey, okay, so yeah, you know, all those cards you were going to draw, well, I'm going to be drawing them pretty much instead, and you're still going to be losing half your life. So this is kind of like a get-out-of-jail-free card for that life loss. You're, you know, getting both benefits out of it. You're draining someone for half their life, and you're drawing a ton of cards. Some other ways to kind of abuse that the large hand size that you're going to have after you draw those cards, because, again, you do have to discard down, so you want some ways to kind of mitigate those losses. You can either have, you know, no maximum hand size card, or you can have something that can discard your cards that you can get benefits from that. So like a Scourge Familiar is fantastic for this, works great in combo decks. It's a 3/2 flying imp that costs 4 and a black. It says discard a card, add black to your mana pool. So this can essentially, you know, so you say you draw half your library. You've got plenty of cards that you can just ditch for mana essentially with this, and then you can cast the cards that you need to win the game from there. So another one that kind of is a free discard outlet that can be fantastic with this is Zombie Infestation. It's an enchantment for 1 and a black. It says discard 2 cards, create a 2/2 black zombie creature token. So again, if you're drawing 40 cards or so, you're creating, you know, 20 zombies. Maybe you've got a way to, you know, have them attack right away. Maybe you've got a way to, you know, sacrifice them for value. Maybe you've got a way to sacrifice them to drain your opponents out, like an aristocrat style deck, something like that. You can find ways to kind of get that life back that essentially you were losing from that Peer into the Abyss and get some more value out of this. Again, these are kind of high risk, high reward plays, you know, kind of ensuring that you have these things, these discard outlets on the battlefield when you do this. But again, it's just a kind of fun way to work with a card. Bone Miser is another one that kind of benefits you whenever you do discard those cards. So again, either end of turn or, you know, when you do use a discard outlet like one of these. Say 4/4 Zombie Wizard that costs 4 and a black. It says whenever you discard a creature card, create a 2/2 black zombie creature token. Whenever you discard a land card, add black black. Whenever you discard a non-creature or non-land card, draw a card. So this is kind of like a combination of those last two that we talked about, kind of. It gives you benefits every single time that you discard a card. So basically, you're saying, okay, I can discard land cards, I can get some mana, I can use that mana to cast other things, I can discard creature cards, I can make zombies, I can discard non-creature, non-land cards, and I can draw some more cards. You dig down further into my deck. Again, if you're set up properly, you can pretty much easily win the game. You know, you've got a discard outlet, you know, you cast your Appearance of the Abyss, you draw a ton of cards, and you discard a lot of things for value and are just doing some crazy things in one turn. One kind of funny inclusion, I guess, that you could do. Again, it's kind of outside the color. It's outside the colors, but basically Horizon Chimera is a 3/2 Chimera with Flash, Flying, and Trample. It costs 2 green blue. It says whenever you draw a card, you gain 1 life. So basically, you cast your Appearance of the Abyss. You say, okay, I will, you know, draw, you know, lose half my life, and then I'll draw 40 cards, and I'll basically, you know, gain 40 life, and I will, you know, have 40 cards in my hand. So you're not only gaining life, you're going to be, you know, drawing a ton of cards. So it kind of, it not only mitigates that life loss, but it, you know, improves on it. You're gaining more life than you're losing out of this, you know, unless your library's lower than your life total or whatnot. Again, math. But basically, again, this is kind of outside those colors, but, you know, now, like I said, Appearance of the Abyss is definitely not for every kind of deck, but there are definitely some commanders that came to mind that I thought, I'm sure there's some, or there are plenty that I didn't think of that could use a card like this, or might want to kind of experiment using a card like this. The first one that definitely came to mind was Krik, Son of Yawgmoth, a 2/2 horror minion that costs 4 black, 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 or sorry, Phyrexian black, Phyrexian black, Phyrexian black. So basically, you're either casting it for 4 and 6 life or 7 mana. Most of the time, you're casting it for 4 and 6 life. It says, for each black and a cost, you may pay 2 life rather than pay that mana. So basically, it turns your black mana symbols in your deck into Phyrexian black. So you can just, instead of using mana, you're basically using your life as a resource, which you already kind of want to do with Appearance of the Depths, maybe. So you're going to be casting Appearance of the Depths. You can actually just cast it for 4 mana and 6 life, just like Krik. So you can cast it extremely early. You know, you get Krik out on turn 3, you cast Appearance of the Depths on turn 4, and then you can cast a lot of things for free from your hand. Again, obviously, you need ways to gain life because you're going to be losing a ton of life doing all of this. But basically, you know, you cast your Pyre into the depths. You cast some spells for free that'll gain you a lot of life, maybe drain out your opponents. And you can pretty much kind of probably combo off pretty quickly. Maybe you're casting some ritual spells very quickly again with this. Again, there's Krik can do a lot of broken things. And I think Pyre into the Abyss is definitely something that you could consider for this deck and just kind of test out. And I think it could work really well. Again, there's a lot of life gain synergy with that deck to kind of mitigate kind of the life loss, and drawing half your library is definitely going to be worth it. Nekusar the Mind Razor is another one to consider. A 2/4 zombie wizard that costs 2 blue, black, red. Says at the beginning of each player's draw step, that player draws an additional card. Whenever an opponent draws a card, Nekusar the Mind Razor deals 1 damage to that player. So it's kind of like an Underworld Dreams, but for all your opponents, or actually Underworld Dreams, it's basically an Underworld Dreams in the command zone. So essentially you're casting Pyre to the Abyss again on one of your opponents. They're losing half their life, and then they're drawing a lot of cards, and they're getting pinged for each single card that they draw, and then they lose. So, yeah, that's definitely a card to consider for a deck like that. I mean, there are plenty of other cards that work well with Nekusar, but it might be worth trying out. So another one, I think this kind of becomes a trend for me, I guess, whenever I see a kind of a new card that comes out, and it looks like pretty janky and powerful and spicy, and it has a high converted mana cost. In my mind, I pretty much always go to, oh, Jota might be able to use this. So Jota, Archmage Eternal, is a 4/3 human wizard with flying. It costs 1 blue, red, white. And it says you may pay Wooburg rather than pay the mana cost for spells that you cast. So essentially, you're saving mana every single time when you're casting a spell that converted mana cost of 6 or more, essentially. And so, yeah, Appearance of the Abyss, you basically just need Wooburg to cast it, which in a Jota deck, you're going to have plenty of ways to ramp and fix your mana to do that. And, you know, Jota is very good at casting a lot of things in one turn out of your hand. So essentially, you know, you're most of the time probably going to be targeting yourself with this. You're going to be drawing a lot of cards, and you're going to say, okay, now what else can I cast out of my giant hand? Yes, you lost half your life, but you're going to have plenty of other ways to, you know, either get that back or stabilize the board you can do a lot of powerful things with Jota. So you can probably just win from there after drawing half your deck. The final one that I thought would be fun to consider is not along the lines of Krik, but can be built, you know, in a similar kind of, you know, focusing on gaining a lot of life way, a mono black commander. I should probably just get to it real quick. An 8/8 demon that's Villis, Broker of Blood. Costing 5 black, 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 so 8 mana in total. It's got flying, and it has black, pay two life, target creature gets -1/-1 until end of turn. And whenever you lose life, draw that many cards. So this one just says, hey, you know, drawing half your deck is nice, but I'd like to draw even more cards. So, you know, if, again, let's same example, you know, you're at 40 life, you've got 80 cards in your deck, you cast your Peer into the Abyss, you're drawing 40 cards, then you're losing 20 life, you're drawing 20 more cards, you're drawing 60 cards. Yeah, again, if you've got, you know, some of those, some ritual effects potentially, if you've got other ways to cheat on mana, ways to cast things for free, you can gain a lot of life, you can drain out your opponents, there's a lot of ways to kind of win from there. Again, it's probably a high-risk, high-reward play, but, you know, if you're playing a Villas Broker Blood deck, you're probably used to those kind of plays. Again, Peer into the Abyss, I think, is a really kind of fun, unique kind of card where, again, I think the title of this episode kind of really sums it up. Do you dare to peer into the abyss? Because, basically, you know, it's again, a high-risk, high-reward play. It's not going to fit in every single deck. It's a very spicy card, in my opinion. You know, it can do some really powerful things, and it can also, you know, can probably lose you some games when you cast it as well, you know, because you're kind of taking a risk when you cast it, depending on what you're doing. But yeah, I think there's some ways to build around it and make it work. So yeah, let me know in the comments below what your thoughts on this card are. I'd love to hear from you. So as always, though, thanks again and have a good one. And make sure you're following us on social media for more updates and sneak peeks on future episodes. Again, a huge thank you to my patrons who helped make this show possible. I truly couldn't do any of this without your support. If you want to support this channel directly, consider becoming a patron. There are many benefits to being a patron, including being able to vote on future Commanders for deck techs. There are even tiers where you get your own personalized deck tech dedicated to you. You can check out all the Patreon tiers and rewards at patreon.com/commandersquarters. If you haven't already, make sure that you like and subscribe to the channel. Here at the Commander's Quarters, we're all about budget Commander. So while you're at it, go ahead and check out some of our other types of episodes. And with that, I'm out of here. Thanks again, and have a good one.